It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
And a very good day to you. It's not Dale Gentry today, not for the first half hour. He'll be on in about 30 minutes. And I'll be spending the first 30 minutes with you. My name is Michael Schomborn. I'm Dale's producer here at BPN Radio. So I want to welcome you to BPN Radio on this Tuesday morning. It's a new day. And I want to make a start with a verse from the book of Lamentations. And you may know this verse, but I want to make it special today. And it's from chapter 3. And let me read it to you. It starts off, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." His compassions are new every morning, and his faithfulness never faileth. His mercies are new every morning, every day. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter about your yesterday. Yesterday's gone. It's over. It's finished. But there's a new day today. And today, His mercies are new. A new day with the new mercies of God in your life. That is the message today. That is what I want to start off with. God's mercies are new. Just remember this all day if you can. A new beginning. This morning, day or evening, I want you to reach out to God. So I don't know when you're tuning into this broadcast, so it may be late at night or early in the morning, but whatever the time is and wherever you are, just take a moment and reach out to God right now in your heart, in your spirit. Maybe you can pray loudly, maybe you can't, and you can just do it in your heart and in your mind, but that's okay. Just take the time and reach out to God. And just for a few moments, think about all the good things God has given you in your life. Just try and list them, all the good things which are there. The people in your life, maybe you're healthy, maybe everything is just going fine, maybe not everything is going fine, but there are some things which are okay. Just think about the good things. I sometimes have to think about Paul saying that the pagans, they can see in creation that God is there, yet they do not give him thanks for it or do not acknowledge him. And I want to just maybe encourage you to thank God for everything around you, creation, you know, all the things which he has created in this world, which even though it's a fallen place and it's full of sin, yet you can still see the shadow of God's glory in everything around us, even in yourself, you know, the way we are created. It's just amazing. So I want you to just maybe take a minute and to thank God for yourself, you know, for your body, for who you are, that he has created you, that you are created in the image of God. Just take a moment. Thank God for the people in your life. Good people he has placed in your life, he's placed around you. People who've been helping you in times of trouble. Thank God for his hand being upon your life. I mean, he has chosen you. His mercy is on you today. He has a new start with you today. There's a new beginning with you today. And just spend a moment and think about, you know, what God has done in your life. And then also, just remember the promises you have in Jesus Christ for your future. He has given us life. He has given us life eternal. He says he has gone to prepare a home for us. And there's a destination for us. If you are in Jesus Christ, there's a great hope and there's a great destination for you. And just take some time to thank him for everything he has done so that you can have fellowship with God, that you can be God's child. And now I just want to pray with you, and I want to take some time out, and wherever you are, maybe you can pray with me and ask for God's favor for this day today. Maybe for the battles you have to face today, that God would prepare you to give you the right word at the right time, to be guided by His Holy Spirit in word and in deed, to have joy in your heart even when everything goes against you, and to overcome everything that's thrown against you in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Father, for the battles. For the battles we have to face. For everything that is coming on against us today, that you will give us the strength to come, to overcome and to go against it in your name. Lord, give us the right word at the right time and make us to be ready when we need to give answer about you. Guide us by your Holy Spirit in everything we do and in everything we say today. And Lord, we pray that you will give us joy in our hearts, even when things are not going so well, and when we should, you know, lament and be miserable or despair. Lord, give us joy in our hearts and let us overcome in Jesus' name. Maybe for just a moment, ask God for your needs. But also don't forget to thank Him for His provision, that you have to eat, that you have the things you need for your daily life, but also pray that His provision will continue, that He will meet your needs. And maybe we need to pray for our loved ones who are far away from God and who are strayed from the way. And also we need to pray for our nation, for our leaders, that our leaders will rule us for our good and not abuse power that's been given to them. That they do not rule to damage or hurt their people, but to lead and guide and administer justice. And at the moment there are a lot of problems in the world. And just to share this thought with you, I've got some friends in Mariupol, which is, they're about 15 miles from, 10 to 15 miles from where all the fighting takes place, where the border is between the separatists and the Ukrainian army. And when they go to work in the morning, they can hear the shooting, and they don't know when they're coming. They don't know when the separatists are coming, and they're all afraid. They are full of fear. People are sitting on their suitcases all packed to run away when it gets serious. This is no normality in life anymore. And I just want you to remember, they're not just those people in the Ukraine, they're all over. We've got Syria, we've got Christians in Syria who are persecuted. People, you know, who may not be Christians, and they're still persecuted in Syria and Iraq. And they're fearing for their lives. We've got North Korea, we've got China, and people are persecuted there as well. And I want maybe to take a minute to pray for these guys. And it gets worse. When I look at Europe and I look at America, there are a lot of people who stand on the basis of the Word of God, and they don't go along with some of the ideas which are pushed by people in power. And they stand against it, and they find themselves in court, you know, for standing up for what is right and what is in the Word of God. And I just want you to maybe take a moment to pray for these guys. Also, there's one city where the Bible actually tells us to pray for the peace of that city, and that city is Jerusalem. And I want you to take a moment as well, as it sort of gets back into the crosshairs of the word, that you will pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the protection of God's people there. Lord, we want to pray, and we want to surrender our loved ones to you who may have gone away from you, who may have gone on a different way, and we want to commit them to you and just pray that you will reach out your hand, that you will touch their lives. Lord, do not let them walk in blindness, but May your light shine upon their lives, and may they realize who you are for real. Lord, may they find redemption and forgiveness of their sins in Jesus Christ. We want to thank you that you meet our needs every day, and that when we look back on our lives, we can see so many times that your hand has been there when everything seemed to be lost. Suddenly, out of nowhere, things worked out, and we had enough to eat. We had money to pay our bills. We had jobs when there didn't seem to be a job around. I just want to pray, Lord, that you know all the listeners here and all the various needs people have. Lord, in our provision, in our daily bread, meeting bills, repairs, to provide for those we need to care for. I pray, Lord, that you will give us the ability to make the money we need to make, to move on, to look after those we need to look after, to also, you know, make a little bit extra so that we can give to those who are in need. And I want to pray for our leaders. Pray for our leaders in church. Lord, give them wisdom and give them a good understanding of who you are that they can share and lead your people wisely. I also pray for the leaders in our nations, in America, in Europe, in Russia, in the Ukraine. I pray, Father, that you will give them wisdom to rule, not to damage or to hurt their people, but to lead and to guide and to administer justice. I pray for peace in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine. Lord, people are distressed, people are dying, people are in turmoil. I pray, Father, that you will release your mercy on them, that peace will be proclaimed, that war, death and destruction will not be able to stand against your word. Just speak one word and the guns will be silenced. I pray for Syria and Iraq, and especially for those who are called according to your name and those who are persecuted. I pray, Lord, for the guys who cause all this destruction, that you will open their hearts, that they will see Jesus of who he is. Lord, let the true weapon against ISIS be your word, the word of God, Jesus Christ. That people may see him of who he is, and that people may come to an understanding and a knowledge of the risen Savior. I pray, Lord, have mercy on this area and on this region, and bring some sanity to this region. And help those and comfort those who are persecuted and who are facing death on a daily basis, that they may find strength in you, Lord Jesus, and that they are looking forward for the promises you have made and for the kingdom to come. I pray for the Christians in North Korea and in China. Give them strength to persevere. Give them deep joy in their hearts as they are facing great opposition from every aspect of society of where they are. And Lord, finally, you know, for those who stand up for the word of God and for the things you have said in your word, who stand up for it, Lord, in Europe and in America, and who get persecuted, who are dragged into court because they do not go along with what the word preaches to them, but they stick to your word and they stick to the principles you have declared in your word. I pray, Father, that you will bless them, that you will strengthen them, that even though the courts try to take away everything they have, that they will stand, and that they will stand justified. Lord, I pray, have mercy on these brothers and sisters in Europe and in America who stand up for you. And finally, Lord, I pray for Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Protect your people, Israel. Put your shield around them and protect them despite many enemies. I pray, Father, that you will open hearts in the land of Israel, that hearts will be opened for your Son, Jesus Christ. that people will see the real Jesus of what he has done, of Lord Jesus, what you have done, that you shed your blood, and that you shed your blood for the nation of Israel too, and not just for the Gentiles and for us. Lord, as times move on and as, Lord, you are returning your attention back to your people, we pray that your protection will be upon them. But more so, Lord, that they will come to an understanding of the truth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll have a song, maybe just a minute. I want you to encourage you to just pour out your heart to God. Remember his mercies on you every morning. And they're new today. They're new today for you too. Remember, yesterday is gone, it's over, it's finished. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Today is the day. And today's mercies on you. And there's a time for a new beginning every day. Just for a minute, pour out your heart before God, and then we'll have a song. And we'll carry on with some notices before we hand over to Dale for his interview with Kyle Wilson. Okay, I'll hand over with a little bit more music from Godfrey Bertel.
Well, we want to welcome you to an evening of prayer here at Waverly Abbey House near Farnham, England, as prayers from England and prayers from America respond to a call to pray. Zechariah chapter 8 says, "The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord and to pray."
They've got a trumpet in their hand and they're about to blow the trumpet. Yeah, it's a signal, it's a call to pray. It's an attractive sound.
God's kingdom come on earth.
Yeah, that was Godfrey Bertel from Lincoln at the time, actually. As you've just heard, he was in Farnham, which is right there in the south of England. And I understand the whole event or the whole session there took place sometime in the 90s, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So it was a little bit a blast from the past. Okay, we'll carry on. Some announcements to let you know what's going on here on at BPN Radio. So it's a lot of exciting stuff coming up, and you should know about it and maybe take some action too. We're going to make a start with the first event. The first event, let me just get my notes, is on the 9th to the 11th of April. So take a pencil out right at the end of the session. I hope I've got enough time. I'll go through those dates one more time. So it's the BPN Prayer Leaders Convention. And that's April 9th to the 11th of April in Austin, Texas. If you go to the website at www.bpnradio.com, there you just scroll down and there's actually a small advert for the event. You can just click on the advert. A little form will pop up. And on the form, you can register for the event. The event is free. Obviously, you will have to, it's over several days. You might just decide to come for one day or for 3 days. So you may have to arrange your hotel accommodation if you come from outside Austin or outside Texas. But it should be exciting. Yeah. Why Prayer Leaders Convention? BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network. John Wesley said something really interesting. Nothing would happen without prayer. And that was something John Wesley said. John Wesley is the founder of the Methodist movement, an amazing preacher, a man who was without any doubt whatsoever dedicated to the Lord, who surrendered his life to Christ and had a huge impact throughout his life. He made this statement, nothing would happen without prayer. One thing is certain, though, and I totally agree with him, prayer is very important. Things do change with prayer. First of all, you will change through prayer. Yeah, and that prayer will have an effect. There's no doubt about it. As you seek God, things will change. Yeah, prayer reaches out to God, and as a result, will reach out to the people down here on earth as well. Least of them, you yourself. How should we pray? We should pray in spirit and truth, yeah, as Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 4. And that is something as well. So we should shake off everything that hinders us in our relationship with God. You know, all the nasty stuff, all the bad stuff. Just shake it off, you know. Come to Christ, surrender it all to Him, you know. And then come to God in spirit and truth and pray. Yeah. And Jesus says where two or three are gathered in His name, there He's right there amongst them. Yeah. So, and there I'm coming to the next point, and that is, why not become a prayer center? You know, we need to change this nation. This nation, and I think it's pretty obvious, it's, and I'm talking about America now, even though I'm outside America right at the moment, but our nations, you know, let me include Western Europe as well, they're serious problems. They're very serious problems. You know, there's debt which goes out of control, there's morality going out of control, there's godlessness rampant, and we need to do something about it. And one thing we can do is just to pray for our nations, pray for our leaders to have the wisdom to go through this stuff that is going on, through the deception, through the you know, the evil which is just all around us, and to make a difference. And our prayer will enable this to happen and to take place, and to put a shield around our nation, the people in our countries. And why not become a prayer center? Why not join us in praying for America? Register with us as well. You can do this when you go to www.bpnradio.com. There's one promo or one sort of advert. And if you click on that one, you can actually register as a prayer center. And all this means is you commit with us to pray for America and for the world and to make a difference in this generation. And maybe, you know, take a few people together. If you've got a friend, you know, make it an interesting event. Have like a coffee afternoon. Then look at all the things, you know, which you're praying for, which you maybe hear here on BPN Radio, and spend some time with us to pray for America, for the world, for the kingdom of God to be established. you know, for God's will to be done as it is in heaven, so here on earth. And you can do this as well. You can register with us. You can become one of our prayer centers. You get like information fed on a regular basis. And you can then follow us in our burden to pray for this nation. Again, go to www.bpnradio.com and you can register on there. Okay, we have got another event coming up, which you can pencil into your diary. And the event is called Comanche Call. Sounds very Indian. And it is, in a way. It's in a small town in Oklahoma. And the town is actually called Comanche, and therefore the term Comanche Call. The hosts of the event will be Dale Gentry and Dr. Larry Martin, and both of them, I understand, started in their ministry from that particular town, from Comanche. Now, Comanche is a very quaint place. I find it quite exciting. I'm praying about it. For me, obviously, I'm in Europe, so it costs a lot of money to get over there, but I really want to go there, and I want to be part of this event in June. That's when it takes place, and it's all about, you know, starting a ministry and getting back into ministry. And now let me put this in this way. The call to ministry is not just a few select people. It's for all of us, you know. When you become a Christian, there's a call on your life. And it can go one way or another way. It can be in ministry in one format, or it can be in another format as well. But there isn't anybody, you know, who has come to Christ where there isn't a call upon your life to do something for God. And I just want to just take 2 minutes and talk about this. The Puritans, which sort of were running around at the time of Oliver Cromwell, so a couple of hundred years ago, and there were lots of them in England, and they were really heavy, and that's why they were called Puritans, to live a life pleasing to God. So that's what they really wanted to do. That's what their heart's desire was. So that was, you know, before the era of John Wesley. Anyway, the Puritans, when they found somebody came to Christ and he gave his or her life to Christ, they made a big point about praying with this person to find out what God's will, you know, God's personal, particular will for that person was upon their lives. So they spent time to just find out, you know, is it ministry? Is it, you know, learning a particular trade? Is it to, you know, raise a family, get lots of kids? Is it to become a writer or to become a preacher or to become a helper in church or a missionary or an evangelist or whatever it may be? But they spend a lot of time really praying with new converts or new believers to really find out what God's will is for their lives. And Comanche Call is a little bit about that. It's a bit like what the Puritans did a few hundred years ago. It's just you take some time out and come to Comanche Call. Come to Comanche, to this small Wild West town. I'll upset the people in Comanche if I say in the middle of nowhere, but it's a very small town, and it's maybe good as well because there's not much to distract you from, you know, from the call God has got upon your life. But you can just focus on spending some time with God, spending some time with your brothers and sisters, and also praying for them that they can seek God and find out what God wants for them in their lives, what their vocation is, what their call is. Maybe you're a young man or a young woman, and it's very important as you step out into life, which direction are you going to go? Are you going to go to college and learn a particular trait, or you're going to go to Bible college? Whatever it may be, you should, you know, make sure the next step you do is a step directed by God and not by yourself, not maybe by society or by somebody else or wherever. Maybe you are old as well, like myself, and it's time, you know, to you know, really reevaluate where you are in life and what God wants you to do. Right, I need to carry on. We've got the interview. I'm running out of time otherwise. So just put this in your diary. All the information will be on the BPN website, a bit closer to the date. So in the next couple of weeks, it'll be there. You know, keep checking on bpnradio.com, and you will find a lot more resources and also information of, you know, where to book hotels and what to do and when the events are and everything else. So the Comanche Call is, and it's the 25th, and 27th of June, yeah? 25th to the 27th, so 26th as well, a Comanche Call weekend in Comanche, Oklahoma. Exciting stuff. You need to come if you feel you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, or you just want to explore whether there's a calling on your life. So just, you know, pencil it into your diary and come and be there. I'll try my best to be there. It's something which really inspired me when I heard about it. And even though it's a long trip for me, I want to be there too. I don't know whether I'll make it. You may meet me there, maybe not. I don't know. But look at it. Pray about it. And if you feel it's for you the place to go, then just go for it and give it a go. I'm going to hand over to Dale and to Kyle Wilson, Young Preacher of the Year. Interesting interview. Stay tuned to your BPN Radio.
Well, it's good to have it with us today on BPN Radio. Very special guest and friend of mine, Kyle Wilson, who was the winner of the national preaching competition for last year. And we were delighted to have Kyle Wilson as a part of our preaching competition, incredible preacher. And he was voted the winner of the national preaching competition. So he's on with us today. And Kyle Wilson was born in Wichita Falls, Texas, on November 22nd, 1993. He was raised in a Christian home along with his older sister by his mother and father, who always strived to say and show that they loved them. And, of course, Kyle says this love paled in comparison to the love of Christ. And Kyle accepted Christ at the age of 7, began walking with Jesus since that age. Growing up, Kyle participated in many academic and speech competitions that sharpened his mind, his voice, for reasons unknown at that particular time. During the summer, after his freshman year of high school, Kyle went to a camp put on by the cross-country Emmaus community called the Chrysalis. And during this 72-hour intimate walk with God, Kyle felt the Lord placed on his life a single sentence: I want you to work for me. Kyle was not sure what that meant at the time, but surrendered his service, waited for God, and God showed up again with direction for this call. A month later, Kyle was given the opportunity to preach for his youth group, something he never dreamed he would do. He now looks back on that day, saying it was the first day he was ever alive. Nothing could come close to the feeling of purpose and closeness with God than when he preaches. And now 21, Kyle is a senior and a graduate student at Dallas Baptist University. He's working toward a B.A. in Christian Studies and M.A. in Christian Ministry. Kyle also serves in a couple of ministry positions when he isn't studying on campus. He serves as president of The Call, an organization that trains students how to preach and how to lead within the church. Off campus, Kyle serves as the youth pastor at Second Baptist Church of Dallas, where he recently celebrated his first year of service there by becoming ordained. Kyle Wilson, it's so good to have you on BPN Radio today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm so blessed that you would have me on here just to share my heart and just share ministry with you.
Well, it's a delight, and I want to congratulate you again on winning the national preaching competition from Breakout Prayer Network, as Leland and I hosted that, and you are a terrific preacher. And I know that you're very anointed. I know that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And, you know, it was kind of ironic that both of us at one time, I guess your parents still live in Holladay, Texas, but that was where Gene and I pastored our first church in Holladay, Texas, and the national mm-hmm. preaching champ comes out of Holladay. It's amazing how big things can happen in small places. And so,
exactly.
So good to have you on. And tell us what's going on in your life. I wanted to give the bio because I always like for people to know a little bit about people that we have here on BPN Radio. Mm-hmm. What's happening? What's going on?
Right now, my days consist of doing classes at night and doing homework during the day, but other than the boring stuff of school, just working with the call, working with my students. We have 8 students right now. We used to have a lot more back in previous years when I wasn't the president, but I felt that we were kind of losing focus when trying to get bigger numbers and trying to make it a bigger thing. So we kind of scaled it down and decided to focus on a select few and really disciple them. And so this past week, we had 3 of them get up and preach, and we did a critiquing session, and then actually my pastor was there critiquing them, and then got up and had a little workshop on how to build a sermon and what it's like to be an actual ministry, and offered good questions and answers. And so this upcoming Monday we'll have a couple more preaching, and we'll do that throughout the semester as well as holding other type of workshops, like how to evangelize cross-culturally, or how to speak the gospel effectively into the lives of those who don't know Jesus, or how do you be a shepherd over your flock, and what does that relationship look like? So we're not just wanting to train them how to preach, but we really want to train them effectively to actually be leaders within the church. And then on top of that, just working at Second Baptist every week, we've kind of restructured some things in the past couple of weeks, just taking surveys of my students and finding out where their hearts are and what they want to be learning. And so it's been encouraging to see their interest and their growth and walking with the Lord and having a desire to grow in that relationship.
Well, that's terrific. And you know, Kyle, my passion for young preachers, and I believe that God is calling young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation. And I believe that mentoring by people like yourself is very, very important. So the call and then the instruction, the impartation is so very, very important. And I know that that you have a heart for that also. So I know you're involved in the call. You want to just expand on that just a short time?
So what we do at the call is at the beginning of each semester, I sit down with my leadership team of our sponsors, two professors here on campus who have taken a particular interest in our ministry. And what we do is we sit down, and for this semester specifically, we sat down and we went over each one of our eight students, and we talked about their lives, their testimony, their strengths, their weaknesses, and everything like that. And after we talked about them, we would open up the Bible, and we, for this semester, selected for them a Old Testament passage and a New Testament passage. So they would preach the Old Testament passage at the beginning of the semester and the New Testament at the end of the semester. And so we handpicked each one of our passages for our students specifically to be able to preach something that may be relevant to them, but also that would challenge them and grow them in areas that they may feel that they're not so strong in. And so we have one of our students who suffers with and struggles with a lot of depression a lot of the time, and he's trying to walk through that and gain victories over that. And I've seen, I mentor him personally one-on-one, and I've seen so many victories with him over depression. And so what I did was, when I was selecting passages, I gave him Psalm 42, which is just a beautiful picture of just saying, you know, why am I so depressed, and why is this turmoil within my soul? But I will put my hope in God because he is faithful. And so just getting to see him struggle through that passage and preach through that was a really beautiful thing. So we have them come, and they preach just for our people, so just for the call. And then at the end of the semester, we hold something called a public call, which is where we invite everyone on campus to come and support our young preachers as they get forward and preach a message to our university.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. If anybody listening is in that area, wants to be a part of the call, do you have a website? Do you have any contact information?
We have a Facebook page. It's The Call at DBU, and you'll see that and be able to get in contact with me that way.
Okay, The Call at DBU. Okay, Kyle Wilson on with us, preacher of the gospel and a graduate student at Dallas Baptist University and youth pastor, Second Baptist Church, Dallas. Talk to me about what you see happening among youth. These are challenging days in America. We're living in days that, in my almost 49 years of ministry, I've never experienced before. And I know that youth are a key to the future of this nation. What do you see happening among young people, both secular and those who are Christians?
Yeah, you know, the unfortunate truth right now about youth and youth culture is that you're going to get about 1 out of 10 youth age 13 to 18. Anywhere in there, you're going to have about 1 out of 10 that actually attend church, which means 9 out of 10 students are out in the world and not coming to church and not following after the Lord. And so it's definitely a time where in previous generations, people were always there was a norm that you went to church on Sundays, you went to church on Wednesdays when the church doors were open, you went in there. And over the succeeding generations, there became a sort of resentment, I believe, of the church and just how it wasn't growing and changing and meeting the needs of people. And so that does fall on us a little bit. But then, so because of this, parents stop coming, and if parents start coming, students stop coming. Mm-hmm. And so we have this whole just gap in a generation, two generations that aren't being in the church. And so they find their means through all sorts of other things. I was reading an article the other day that is called mindfulness. It's a Buddhist practice that is being implemented in law firms and big businesses. Businesses like McDonald's are doing it, even some schools all over the place. And what it is you just have people come in and they have this mindfulness sessions, and they come in and they sit down, and all they do is they sit there and they try to think about the present. They don't think about the past. They don't think about the future and all the worries that are happening in their time span. But they just sit there and just think about the present and think about where they're currently at. And supposedly, when you do this, all your worries and everything are supposed to flow out of you, and you're supposed to find ultimate happiness and fulfillment and a purpose for your life. And that's the sad reality right now, is that people are searching for happiness and fulfillment in themselves and things like this mindfulness thing, this Buddhist practice, yeah. When they need to be coming back to the church and finding Jesus, who's the only fulfillment for all things. And so I see this with my youth, especially as we're walking through and trying to gauge and learn how to walk with Christ. I did a survey the other week of things I wanted them to tell me about the past year, since I just recently had my first year at Second Baptist, and I wrote down all the Bible passages and all these studies that we had done over the past year. And I said, hey, just write down your thoughts, what ones you liked, what ones you didn't like, so we can know for the future. And honestly, they couldn't remember probably 90% of the stuff we had talked about. Mm. And I began wondering why, and it came to me that if I choose, you know, all this stuff that, you know, I think, oh, this is what they need to know, and I don't actually get to talk with them and build that relationship and see what they actually want to know and ask them what they actually want to know, then there's hardly a purpose for us meeting. So what I did was I asked them, I said, will you please write down things that you really want to learn about God, about the Bible, about what a Christian life, whatever. And the responses I got back were just absolutely overwhelming, because they were so real and like questions like, how do I know it's God talking to me and not just my own voice in my head? Or how do I deepen my relationship with God? It seems like such an easy thing to say, but it's so much harder than you think. And you know, these are real issues that real students are struggling with. And I feel like a lot of the times we kind of just gloss over that and want to teach a curriculum over and over again and kind of go a million miles an hour. But I think if we take the time and really invest in the students and ask them, what do you want to know about God? They begin to open up and say, you know, this is what I want to know. Yeah. And that opens up the way to build this relationship with Jesus. And so I've seen a lot of positive impact from that. My students are asking questions. They're reading their Bibles. They're really seeking God. And so that's been ultimately most encouraging and interesting to see how all that's unfolded.
Well, that is encouraging. And I know that there's a major challenge to this generation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the thing that I keep declaring from the Word, and there arose, the Bible said there arose another generation that did not know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm crying, God, don't let that happen to this generation where the next generation just won't know the Lord. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a tremendous need, Kyle, for godly men like you, shepherds, pastors, that will lead and guide these young people. Because, you know, Jesus did not necessarily preach to the masses. He had 12 disciples. And I think that you have a small group there that you're discipling. And who knows out of that group, who may emerge and do great exploits for God. I mean, you know, my dad was a pastor, and he never was the pastor of a church over 100 people. And yet he got up every morning, prayed. I heard him praying. And he mentored me. And even though he never left the shores of America, Gene and I, we've got to travel like 30-something nations of the world, speak to a lot of people. So, you know, he poured himself into, I know he touched a lot of people's lives, but he basically poured himself into a son that has been able to do far more than his son ever dreamed he could do. So I believe you're on the right track of discipling these young people, speaking into their lives. And I just believe that there is a hunger for God. There's a searching for God. And people need to know the truth. And I'm thankful for young men like you that are speaking, declaring, decreeing. Where do you see yourself going in the future? We're talking about the future.
Mm-hmm. I graduate next May, so I got one more year, and I'll graduate with my bachelor's and my master's. And so after that, I will probably, unfortunately, have to start looking for a new job. Second Baptist is a part-time job, and because we're such a small church, won't be able to support full-time. And by the time I graduate, I should hopefully be getting ready to get married and things like that. So I'm having to decide, you know, what will be best for my new family. And so whenever God finally fully calls me away from Second Baptist, I will follow him wherever he leads. I don't know exactly if I'll stay in the Dallas area or maybe move to another city in Texas, but I'm just right now beginning to pray that God will place certain opportunities in my way over the next year that will lead me to where he needs me to go. And if that is to stay at Second Baptist and have to get another part-time job on that, then you know we'll work through that. But definitely I'm open to the future and excited to see what God will do with it.
Yeah, well, I know he has a good plan, a wonderful plan, and for you, and I know that you certainly are preparing yourself. You've been faithful in doing that. And of course, it would not surprise me if one day you're not the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. You're an eloquent speaker, a man of God, incredible preacher. I don't believe that you'll ever lack a place to minister. In fact, there may be pastors out there today, our youth leaders, that would like you to come and minister when you have the opportunity to do so. So I know that you are preparing yourself and the future. I know that you're being led by the Holy Spirit, and I know that you're a man of great influence. You have you won several speech awards, haven't you?
Yes. Back in high school, did a lot of speaking competitions. I won state in a UIL speaking competition. The Lord has just blessed me with many opportunities to be in competitions where I've been able to use the gift that he's given me of communication, all the while really just training me for the ministry that he had placed before me.
Yeah, that's great. I'm looking forward to you being with me and preaching with me soon in Oklahoma City next month. So we'll be announcing that. God, why don't you pray for some young people that are seeking, searching, wanting to know the will of God, not sure what the will of God is for their lives. And there's so many, like you said, ministering to this young man who's depressed. I'm seeing a major outbreak of depression among young people and that feel like they have no future. But we know that God has a good plan. Why don't you just take a couple of minutes and pray for young people that may be listening? They may have a call of God. Maybe they don't even know what the plan of God is, but they could use your prayer right now.
Absolutely. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings that you just pour out so lavishly on your people, God. Just pray right now for the students of America, for the students of the world, for all the youth around the globe who are searching for you and yearning for you and have this thirst that is so unquenchable, God. I just pray right now that you bless them with your spirit, that you lead them where you would have them go, just guide their feet and make it a steady path, Lord. A lot of times we just don't understand what's going on or where to go. So I just pray you just ultimately give them guidance. Whatever you are calling them to do, whether it be full-time ministry, maybe bivocational ministry, maybe it's just the ministry of living out their lives for you and working in a business office, God, whatever it is, I pray that you just give them the opportunity to speak truth and speak wisdom and speak love and to others by the work of your Spirit and by the power of your Word. I just pray that you equip them, put people in their lives that will be able to mentor and speak life into them, so that I'll be able to build them up in ministry, so that they'll be able to better speak to your people. I just our hearts are breaking for the youth of the world, Lord. That sad statistic that 1 out of 10 students are attending church, Lord. I just pray that you begin to draw the youth of the world to you, to your church, and let the church be ready and equipped to receive them and to effectively minister into their lives and be able to equip them, equip their families to be able to live godly lives that are just centered around the gospel. We pray this so fervently in your name, Jesus, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Kyle. I would like to remind everyone that you can listen and watch Kyle Wilson preach on youngpreachers.net. If any of young people would like to be a part of Young Preachers International, just go to the website youngpreachers.net. Kyle's message is on there. I know you'll be blessed. Kyle, thank you for being on BPN Radio today. As we reach out to youth, we know that they are a key element in the future of this land as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm thankful that you are you're holding steady there and discipling, working in the ministry, doing the will of God, taking the necessary steps for what God has for you. So thank you for being on today. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you, Papa Dale. Such a blessing.
Okay, Kyle Wilson. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you for listening to BPN Radio. And do not forget the events. Breakout Prayer Network Leaders Gathering on the 9th of April to the 11th of April. And then the Comanche Call from the 25th to the 27th of June. Check it out at bpnradio.com. You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.